Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mortal Online podcast. I am your host, Kaz, and joining me today we have Stamps.
Howdy.
And also Rodri.
Good afternoon, everybody.
So, Rodri, would you like to take us through who our sponsors are today?
Our show is sponsored today by Tweaked Audio. Get your amazing headsets and headphones at Tweaked Audio. Enter your code, our code, off the record, all one word, for a discount on checkout. Comes with free shipping and a lifetime replacement, even if your dog eats them. Also sponsoring our show today is Audible Trial. Get your free audiobook by going to audibletrial.com/questgamingnetwork. $10 gets you a quick mention on our website, so go to website questgamingnetwork.com and click the donate button.
Thank you very much.
Did you say also re-sponsoring our show? You did. You said re.
So, today we have a video by It's Carnage, who was nice enough to donate video on the forums when I put out a call for videos that they would like to see on the podcast. We also have a forum suggestion of the week. Our suggestion of the week, our week in game, what we did in Mortal Online this week. And we also have Sarduka Dev Update 4, which launched, that was Friday? Like 2 days ago?
And so far, it's actually my favorite update. I can't wait to talk about it.
I really have to agree with that. It is my favorite update they've put out so far. And then we also have a roundtable discussion where we will be talking about ways for Star Vault to improve the new player's experience. So, we have a pretty good show for you guys today, so we want to get started right away with the video from It's Carnage.
That's the meat and the potatoes of the discussion. Oh.
Meat and potatoes are tasty.
I really like fighting over here in Medulli. Like, it's one of my favorite places to go fight, because it's open, you can get good swings. Like, if you watch the actual character in the video, who is recording, when he has a nice run.
Before we get into that, you want to tell people where Medulli is before we actually start the video?
Sure. Medulli is... it's over on the coast, just a short hop from Tendrum. It's by the bridge that we're going to be reconstructing to go to Sarduka. Eli actually has a tower not far away. There's a palisade thing. There's a graveyard. It's almost always a PvP spot. Soap. I've seen Soap there. Kodo's been there. It's really fun. It's just a deserty oasis on the coast, I guess.
So you got
don't ask me directions because I don't have a compass.
Excuse me while I deal with some technical difficulties trying to get this up.
Alright. So, yeah, but anyway, it's the Mediterranean almost place is how I describe it. Would you agree with that, Stamps? It's got a Mediterranean sort of vibe to it?
Yeah, I'd give it. I'd say, you know, you would expect to walk into Medulli and find a big plate of spaghetti or maybe something like that, you know.
Yeah, I could see that happening. So we
got I've got the video.
All right.
The trees
so
in the area do look like olive trees.
They
so
really do.
I mean,
so starting this video we see It's Carnage's character Extinction, and it looks like he's a mounted combat person with a, would you call that a messing, or would that be Tendrumic messing, or what would you say that axe is made out of?
It could be messing, but Dendromic messing is considered the absolute best you can get. It's a very
for
heavy
a blunt
copper
weapon.
Yeah, it's a copper or brass alloy infused with heavier metals that give it a sharper edge than most other copper alloys.
So looking here, he's actually fighting. I see three PAI. Looks like one is a mounted archer and two mounted melee guys, and they both appear to be using axes. And I think this is a very good video showing. Oh, dismount on my screen. He just dismounted one guy and he's going back for the mount, because a lot of mounted combat people are not effective on foot. Would you guys agree with that?
If you watch later in the video, several times people get dismounted and they're like, nope, I'm done. And, I mean, count how long it takes to stand back up. That's like 10 seconds, man. It's ridiculous.
And there's another
the
person
guy
down.
Dead 3 seconds. Yeah. Stood up.
3 seconds in the air, 7 seconds on the ground. I've actually had some discussions with CEO Henrik Nystrom concerning this mechanic. Starvault is working on improving that experience. one of their ideas that they're running with currently is that wearing lighter weight armor or designed armor would give the benefit of extra mobility to be able to stand back up and from being knocked down to the ground.
That would be
and,
cool.
Yeah.
So
I
this
think
video...
they might make it linear based on armor weight, though, not
so...
necessarily design.
This video, it's effectively showing It's Carnage as he, you know, he's hiding in the bush currently on my screen, but effectively shows how this one person, keeping his cool, even though his horse is low stam and his horse is low health, he's really doing well against these three, and he was outnumbered. Now it looks like he's got a mage on his side, and maybe a fighter, a foot fighter.
Well, that's just what we can see. As anyone who's a veteran in combat would know, it is that any time you're in a tense situation, you're going to be feeling a little bit hot under the collar there.
Yeah, so, I mean, from what we can see, he seems to be doing quite well. He's kind of focusing down this this mage here, and he two-shots him. Two-shots the mage with a
tendermic. Yeah, and if you look, the mage is not wearing a chest piece, which is why he was able to two-shot him. So that's just bad.
Yeah, 62. Well, actually, he hit him.
Side.
He hit him lower body. And he was wearing pants, so the pants weren't. If you look, it says 54.
Yeah, but scales
56.
Aren't.
Yeah,
scales
granted,
aren't always great against.
Granted,
1 point damage.
Yeah, and he's
so. One thing I like about this guy, and I know he's more than likely got 100 riding, 100 swift, 100 controlled riding, is you know I ride max stat bull horses on my MC. And I'm telling you, man, I do not maneuver anywhere near as well as
this yeah, guy. This guy, I think he's
some
using
of these
the...
horse turns...
No, there's a trick when riding your horse at max speed. If you press the dismount key, for me it's E, it actually stops your horse moving entirely but doesn't dismount you. And this is a neat little trick because it'll stop you on a dime instead of having to press back twice to stop. So that's
but
a neat little trick
some
for
of
maneuvering.
These horses, some of these turns this guy is making... with his horse,
very tight little
turns.
Tight little turns, and it's kind of crazy that his horse can turn like that.
That's a flaw in design.
I don't think that's a flaw in design. I think that's more of a skilled user because, you know, as Stamp said and as I've said, I can't turn like that, dude. I can't do it.
And, you know, as far as I know, there's no way to actually cheat or change a horse's
turn
speed. It's based on dexterity.
So, yeah, so this has to be a very well-bred horse.
It's probably the guy having spent a lot of money on a good breed and then being practiced with it. So he's obviously a pretty special.
Now, my question is, a guy's horse died underneath him, but this guy didn't get knocked when that horse died. Did you guys see that?
That happens on occasion, yeah.
That's, maybe I just don't do enough mounted combat. And they're kind of zerging down the one last guy. He has no chance, honestly. And there's the end of the fight.
Yeah.
So, what would you say is the highlight of this video? What would you say that he did the best at?
Dismounting, and he landed his hits.
He had some very solid hits. And if you watch, this is a very good. I mean, this just shows the difference between a skilled, a skilled mounted combat individual and somebody who's kind of just learning. He did a very good job focusing his individual targets. He didn't like peel off to fight another one or this and that. He just did a good job focusing.
But he also wasn't fighting anyone really who was prepared to dismount him. At any time, if he was dismounted, he would have been in just as vulnerable a state as anyone he killed.
Yes.
Yeah, it makes me want to know what gear and skills the Pie guys are using. Did they have balance and everything to prevent that? Or did they just be like, I didn't really pay attention to when this was made, so I don't know if it was shortly after the whole balance thing came into play.
This is after the balance thing. It was published on December 15th of 2014. Okay, so I guess a little bit before the balance change. This is before the balance change then. And what he's talking about, the balance change, is where... they changed the way balancing works on a horse, and so now it's way easier to get dismounted. Would you guys agree with that? Or
I think it's easier now more than riders are, as a playstyle, I believe, are more vulnerable now than ever before.
Yeah.
But you got others who would disagree, and they're more than entitled to that opinion.
You know, opinions are like a horse. We all got them, and they all stink.
So we now have a form suggestion this week, and this one's by Diffriel, or Diffling, as he calls himself on the forums, and he's a pretty active member in game. He's part of the Guts Guild. I think he's one of the leaders, correct? But what he wants to do is he wants to add a fifth character slot. And do you remember back in the day during beta when character slots there was five character slots? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I don't remember there being five character slots.
In fact, there's actually a picture that he took off of one of my forums, if I believe it's on page 4, that shows the five character slots and a guy sitting on the piers. And this was for Block B beta, so they changed it before launch.
I remember there being three character slots at launch. And personally, I'm perfectly fine with four max. What are your thoughts?
Personally, I would like to see at least one more character slot. Personally, I just run one character. In fact, it's been a stretch for me to run the second character for the QGN because I like to play this character and I like to feel like this character. That's why I make characters that kind of resemble me as close as possible within games, is I like to pretend to be the character almost. The stuff that he does would be stuff that I personally do.
What about taking into account the fact that there should be limitations? If you add a fifth character slot, you just make it easier than ever to be completely self-sufficient with a single account.
Average MMOs use 8. Yeah, average MMOs...
Well, self-sufficiency does come at costs. I mean, you can't do exactly everything with all four characters, and you shouldn't be able to do everything on your own.
See,
I disagree. I think you should. Like, I have 2 accounts, 4 characters per account. One account I have my mage, ground fighter, mounted fighter, and I have a mounted hybrid now, which is actually a really fun character to play.
Yes, hybrids are amazing.
My other account, I have my woodcutter tamer, miner, that's actually one character. I have a butcher, which is maxed out, you know, and which is a horrible skill. Butchering is the most skilled thing in the world. I have a lockpick.
It's on page 13, by the way, that shows the five character slots.
If I want to make, and I really want to make a full-blown tamer, but I have to sub a third account to be able to do that. If they put in a second or another slot, it would cost me $10 instead of what with
$15 a month
converting to the euro. It's like 15 plus my bank being assholes. They charge me an additional $2.75 for international fees because they're stupid.
That's no
so
fun.
There's that.
But
I don't know. I find that self-sufficiency is also defined by fulfilling your needs as a player. For instance, I can do everything I need to do with my own characters. I can kill animals, butcher them. I can gather rocks and turn it into metal. I can then use that metal and those materials to make armor.
But that's only to gear your one combat tune. What if somebody wanted more than one combat tune?
Then that's, you know, the onus is on them to be able to figure out how to supply themselves. Self-sufficiency, again, is being able to fulfill your needs, even if it means paying other people for their services. But
me, personally, I do see what you're saying. I do understand what you're saying. And, like, what I've done with my my hybrid that I'm playing right now, the majority of my weapons and armor, I just buy off the market, and I go and hunt things to get that money, so I am, in that sense, self-sufficient, because I can get myself geared. However, I would not be opposed to having a fifth slot so that people who wanted to have a fighter and a mage, and then their three crafters, one that does weapons, one that does armor, and then one that does, like, taming for that, for the mage and for the fighter. That'd be fine with me.
I think taming is a bit, taming's a bit obsolete with the advent of breeding.
It is, but only if you're an established character in the game. If you're not, then it's hard to get those mounts to start with, because you have to go out and get them to start with, or purchase them off the market, and it's easier to go out and get them, and then start breeding them from there. So I think that with an established character, yes, it is.
One of our viewers here, Grikemo, or Grike, as he's known in the Mortal Online community, makes a good point. Making a player self-sufficient will put a dent into the in-game economy. And I have to agree with him there. By having people not be completely self-sufficient, it's better for the game. I mean, you force player interaction because you can't do it all unless you want to pay for several accounts. And
see, I understand where you're coming from, and I do, but I don't think it would be that big of a dent in the economy. It's one character slot, and this one character slot's like a utilitarian, like utility slot. Like
one character slot that can do just about anything.
One character slot that does anything you want that character to do, yes.
But that also opens up several skills that you couldn't access on your other four characters.
I think that's the point, is, you know, giving players a little more room to run. You say this is a sandbox, and you're like, sandbox, yeah, let's do sandboxing. Well, if players aren't free to do what they want because they're limited by the amount of characters they can have, because let's face it, we all don't have enough money for five accounts, so we can't all do everything, then how sandboxy is it really? Maybe it's just the illusion.
I think
characters in the game are, if I can make a point, characters in the game are extremely fluid in their ability to take skills from one area and put it towards another skill.
This is true.
And you don't have to re-roll a character from base. You can always work with an older character and do whatever you want with him. I know that my current minor character, or extractor and refining character, he used to be just a woodcutter, and he was going to be a mage. He also had taming, and now he does all the extraction stuff. I've kind of had him as a long lifespan character.
That's a very, very valid point.
Your race, your age, and your size are all in. It influences your character's effectiveness. I mean,
not necessarily. It gives you some extra bonus points on your primary skills. But
if I make an MA and make him one of those little troll midget guys that walks super slow, and I decide, well, I don't want to MA anymore, I want to be a ground fighter, I have to delete that character because he's never going to go over, like, a light jog. He's going to be like Gimli running behind that
Legolas.
Elf Legolas and Strider. I mean,
so,
by the way,
well,
did you guys ever hear...
Well, he would make an excellent mounted archer with his high strength.
Did you guys ever hear how they had to get Gimli, the actual actor, up the mountain? They had to have 13 interns carry his armor and weapons up the mountain, and they were breaking a sweat. And then they put on his armor on the top of the mountain and ran him down for those shots. It took like 13 hours to lug his gear up there because of how heavy it was. It's pretty funny.
But fun stuff. I mean, it's not like a fifth character slot would break the game.
It might not. I mean,
I don't know, Rodri. I've got to point this out, man. You're a good dude, but you're like my grandpa. You fear change. You know, you're just like, you damn kids, get off my lawn. That's kind of the stance you're taking on this fifth character slot.
On this particular position, on this particular subject, yes.
But back in the day, like back in Block B Beta, there was. If you go to page 13, you'll see one of my screenshots from Block B Beta when the game launched for Block B Beta, I want to say 5 years ago. There was very clearly five slots. And then they dropped it down to three for the actual official launch. And then they brought it up to four again. So I think that they thought it was too much then, and then it was too little then. So they're trying to find a balance. I just don't think there's anything wrong with that additional fifth slot. But that's just me personally.
And I agree
with you. I put it up onto the show for the viewers to see.
Well, Grandpa, I disagree with you and I agree with Kaz.
Well, apparently there's a first time for everything. Wow, he's agreeing with me.
Am I right? It's crazy.
I know, right?
Actually, I was perfectly okay with the idea of having a fourth character slot, but I think a fifth is a bit much.
Okay.
I'm a guy with one account. I'm a guy with one account. I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm a one accounter as
having
well.
Multiple.
And like
yeah,
I said,
I'm not promoting everybody have four or five accounts. That's a bit extreme. I'm not even saying people should have two accounts.
What would you do with the fifth character? Roger, if you could have it, what would you make?
Honestly, I'd try and access master alloys or maybe woodcutting or engineering. I don't have an architect.
So the guy right here who is anti fifth character slot actually has already in less than a second come up with what he would use the fifth character for.
Yeah, but instead I can pay another person or get into a guild with architects and engineers to do the job.
I do see both sides of this. Personally, I just don't think it would leave that big of a dent, but that's just me. That's something for people who are more into the economy of the game, more into in-depth with that, because honestly, I am not the most in-depth with the economy. I buy what I need, I do what I need, and I'm the type of person that I play one character. When I play this one character, I go to other people and purchase from them what I need, kind of like what Rodri is saying. So I'm not saying that I would use it. I'm saying that I don't think it would be a bad thing for other people who like that sort of playstyle to use it. If you want to be an altaholic, that's fine by me, is what I'm trying to say.
To each their own.
Indeed.
Exactly. AA, Altaholics Anonymous.
Altaholics Anonymous. So that was our suggestion. Would you like to add anything else before we kind of close down that topic?
You know, a good suggestion of the week.
I would like to say that the opening screen back then is way cooler than the one we had.
Dude, totally. That's actually that's what my post was that Diffriel stole that image from. Was I had a post saying that I want to go back to the original beta screen because that just seems way more relaxing. Everyone who dies. You know, hey, you're out there, you're toiling, you're dying, this and that. Wouldn't it be relaxing when your character just, like, logs out? It turns out he's just sitting there relaxing on a pier, fishing or something?
Yeah. Oh, and have you ever deleted a character with the modern system?
Yes, they fall down on their knees and explode into blood and stone fragments. And there is a lore-based... There is a lore-based reason why they're stone, by the way.
Yeah,
I would like a fifth character slot just so I could watch that again.
Going back to the lore part of it, though, I think the lore behind it, as stated by Starvault and their old lore master, Matt's person, said, who's no longer with the company, and hasn't been for a long time. But,
unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. But if I recall correctly, the lore behind it is that... characters' accounts are a shared soul called a deva between all the characters, and that
deva uses the soil to craft his body. And so when you're selecting your character, that's your soul going into that body, and it breaks it up stone.
If I recall correctly, it's one of the reasons why you can respawn or go to a priest and resurrect, because deva souls or spirits are not part of the ether world, but they also are not part of
the shadow they are world, not, where the demons
reside. Ether world, but they're not part of the mortal realm as well.
Yeah. In fact, the actual resurrection isn't actually resurrection; it's actually creation of a new body for your soul to inhabit.
Mm-hmm. I believe Starvault wants to expand on mechanics involving the deva. One of those things is that actions on one character can affect other characters.
There's also the Grey Halls, which is an area that is said if you go by it with your soul, the demons will capture you. However, I don't believe that's in-game.
Yeah, that's not currently in-game.
I have no idea about what you guys are talking about, please.
Yeah, I'm a total huge nerd about lore. I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of my thing.
You're a nerd.
I kind of.
I just clearly said that I wasn't.
But you're a nerd.
Nope.
Yep.
So, what about our suggestions this week? Do you guys have any suggestions for new, returning, or existing players of the game?
Yes,
Mortal
I'm not. I'm not sure if I mentioned this in the past, but I know that a lot of new players feel intimidated by what they see in Tyndrum and often are afraid to explore what is out there in the world. And I think that to get the most out of Mortal Online, you have to be able to take that first step out of the starter city of Tyndrum and explore what's out there. Because Mortal Online is more than just Tyndrum. It is the entire continent and other continents. It is the ability to use the sandbox tools to your greatest advantage.
I would have
to your detriment.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. And the reason I'd like to agree with that is because I know personally, by playing with the QGN crew, the people from QGN that are, you know, trying out this game because of the podcast and stuff like that, which, by the way, good job, guys. I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. Taking them out for the first time, like, a person comes up behind us with a horse and their heart pretty much stops beating. They're scared.
In the past, I've led entire exoduses from Tindrum to, like, Bakhti or somewhere else in the world.
I have also done... Actually, we have a suggestion by Grekmo in the chat room. It says they need to add a couple quests to leave Tindrum and venture into the cities. What do you guys think of that? Personally, I think the way to do this is to take books out of Tindrum and put them in other cities. Some fairly crucial books. Like,
they've already done that.
Well, no, but you can still pretty much gear and skill your character entirely in Tindrum and not have to leave. I think they should, to an extent, do it more.
Right, but according to Henrik and Starbolt, last I checked, it is their entire intent that players should, at their discretion, be completely able to, enjoy Tindrum as their experience, if that is, you know, their choice.
See.
Although that's not going to be the entire game.
Okay, but...
You know, if they never want to leave Tindrum, that's their...
But that's not the full game. They're not getting to experience the full game. They get the griefers, they get this and that, and they don't like it. Getting out into the world is kind of key.
I don't think quests would necessarily... Like, maybe be like, if you're a new player, you can enjoy this for so long. You go to this town, you get a gold piece. You go to this town, you get a gold piece.
Yeah, something like that.
Collect your 5 gold. But I think another way to encourage the migration out of friggin' Tindrum is to actually put some roads back in. I know when I first started playing, there were roads.
You know, that was with
road signs.
Okay,
and I even put a radar map up like some games have.
No,
I
wouldn't say
harder, but I think the roads would be a good idea.
I wouldn't say the map because I mean that's kind of part of Mortal Online is not having a map needing to learn the area and the location. However, what you said about the roads is very true, and you know why? It was with the last texturing in which they, you know, used our donation money to get the world of Mirrorland retextured. The issue is that company did a crap job. That company did a really bad job. And so they've got stretch check textures over mountains now. We've got no roads where there used to be roads. For example, if you go into Morinkur used to feel great because you had the road going through the canyon and it looked like, you know, people walked that road. It was a dirt path, right? Now you go in it, it's just a swath of green, like no one ever leaves the city, ever. No one trenches on any grass. That is something I absolutely hate, and I hope that when they go back and release Sarduka, they go back and retexture Mirrorland as well, because not having the maps, having the stretch textures and everything else just doesn't feel good. Doesn't feel like this is a real living, breathing place, this city. It just feels like, oh, we're gonna plop something here.
And what about the vanishing stairway in Wolf Pass?
That is really weird. It's a stacked stone stairway going up, and then you get halfway up it, and it just disappears.
Up a mountain pass.
Yeah, up a mountain pass.
Yeah. Now, that's an interesting point about Mortal Online, is that many different players and groups have their own names for landmarks within the area, but they aren't always interchangeable.
Love Shack, Big Rock, Twin Rocks.
I got a place I call Highland Maps. Everybody else calls it Donkey Spikes.
Yeah. I've got a place I call Mini Pass that they call MK Backdrop. Like, yeah. So, I mean, it just depends, people versus people. I would not like to see an in-game map personally, or like any sort of radar or radial circular or any sort of mini map in the game. I think that actually takes away from the exploration.
Agreed.
Now, so, my suggestion for the week, it actually isn't for players. It's for Starvault. You know,
okay.
We all know those people who have been playing since beta, and they've been subbing since beta, and you have two options for rewards. You have a pair of underwear, and you have a cape.
Hey man, that loincloth is amazing, okay? Just
okay,
saying.
Okay, well, that's, we officially disagree again.
there it is. Okay, we're
maybe
good.
Add, if not adding new veteran rewards, like a special hat, a shiny new doodad, put in more cape models for veterans. Like, I know a guy who's been playing for so long, he's got capes on all his characters, and over 30 veteran points, you know?
You know,
what's he
me personally,
more capes that he can't wear because you can't wear two at a time?
Me personally, what I think I would like to see is a slot for the loincloth and a slot for the cape so that you can wear a loincloth and a cape at the same time. Because I have a Tendrimic cape and I also have a Tendrimic loincloth. In fact, I have a Tendrimic cape on one character and a Tendrimic loincloth on that same character. And one more month and I'll have a Tendrimic cape and another loincloth on my character I'm playing currently. But I would like the ability to wear that Tendrimic cape with that Tendrimic loincloth, because they match, and that would look cool.
Right.
But, you know,
so,
at least add some new ones.
I would also agree. I wouldn't be against bringing back split capes. I personally didn't care for them, but a lot of players liked them. So, more variety.
So, what
never
did you guys
hurt.
Do this week in the game?
Okay, so me personally, I actually was helping the QGN guild form up their guild. So what I did is I bought a whole bunch of metal to make their house and whatnot, and I marched all the way across, or I went to buy a horse because I didn't have any mounts in Tendrim, and I bought this horse, and then I realized that I did not have enough pet points for said horse because this horse is a jerk. That horse was a jerk. So I left my 10 gold
that,
horse.
I provided a guild stone.
Oh, yes, thank you. Yeah, they told me about that. You last Sunday, you gave them a guildstone, which, I mean, that's 250 less gold they have to farm up, which is always great.
Actually, I think it's a lot cheaper now.
Is it? It used to be 250 gold.
Yeah.
But anyway, I marched that all the way across on foot, expecting to run into, like, some Zerg here, some Zerg there, you know, marching with something like 2,000 Kuprum is what I was marching with. And I was like, oh man, this isn't going to end well. Get all the way across the map, bank it, turn around, and I get killed by a Wardecked Eli. Like,
Elysium,
literally,
remember.
Yeah, literally like 30 seconds after I threw that in the bank, they started attacking me. And there was like three of them.
What did you do this week, Samps?
What did I do, Josh? That I finally finished my officially non-dismountable character. And I got to go on my first PvP roam with him. And I quickly realized that I would have to learn the hitbox for hitting with a melee weapon while on the back of a stalker. But I learned the hitbox, and I was out riding around, and I found a red guy on foot and on a max stat level 125 stalker with a tongue steel axe. This dude was in steel armor. Hit him in the back of the head once for 68 damage, so it was pretty easy. And then I just corrupted him so he couldn't heal. So it's obviously the easiest character class to play. I think it will break the game. I'm going to be like awesome with it.
I don't know. I wouldn't say that mounted any. I don't subscribe to the whole class argument, but that's a discussion for another time. Let's see. What
my mounted MC
week?
Character is, because first off, horses can't catch me. Because it's like 550 speed.
And yeah, likes are pretty fast.
I'll never run out of stamina in second gear. Second off, it's damn near impossible to dismount me. You have to use what,
we calculated it was something like 98 damage blunt, wasn't it? Like 98 blunt damage to dismount you, is what we calculated.
Yeah, you gotta make a maul out of, and for some reason I'm just having a brain fart. It's whatever the material you make out of calspar is.
What is that
you gotta
called?
Use one of those, and it'll hit for 98, and I'll dismount. But then I'm just gonna pop up and greater heal myself, so it's not a big deal.
You are a hybrid, so which is an interesting build option. I'd like to see how viable that is.
And what's great is which character. Like, I don't have armor training because on foot he's doomed anyway, so I'm rolling around and full tongue steel.
Wheelchair build, huh?
Guy. Yep, wheelchair build.
Okay. Well, what did you do this week in game, Rodri?
I know that I got involved in a couple PvP fights, did a little bit of exploring, some commerce. I sold like 5 steel suits of steel armor for 400 gold, which was really
nice
money.
That's pretty expensive. You got some good money there.
Definitely good money, good money. So let's see. We do have a few other things going
I'd
on.
Say
we've
got the
Sarduka development update.
Yeah, I'd say this is the meat of the show is what I'd say. And I think the first thing we should do is look at this initial picture, the one with the guys attacking the giant scorpion. And then just I want to see what you guys have to say about this. What is the first thing that kind of pops when you're looking at that? What do you think, Stamps? What is the first thing you notice?
That dude with a cool looking sword, he's got a pretty cool headband. It's really 80s. I like that.
Yeah, he's got like the Rambo sort of look going on, Rocky.
You know, it's obviously the scorpion is popping out, and it looked. Or maybe the sicko with the blue scarf up on top that's, like, deriving some sort of sick, almost sexual pleasure from stabbing it with a spear.
He does
and
look like he's having fun.
And then there's Bane.
And then there's Bane. Yep.
Of course, we all know that Bane, after failing to eradicate Gotham City, decided to go legit and hunt scorpions for a living.
Totally. He went back to the desert. So,
yeah, when asked what he planned on doing with his life, his only comment was that it did not matter what or who we are. What matters is our plan. being vague as always.
Yes. So the first thing I'd like to point out is these armors. These armors are very, very light. They look like they would do good in the desert. Very good with the setting. Now, they all have spears. They all have spears.
No. Oh, I guess the one has the one has a stick.
No, that one has a spear. Look, it's held by the on the other side of the claw. You see the spear tip coming out.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, they all have spears, which indicates that they don't want to get too close. Obviously, but it's just the amount of sheer bravery it would take to do something like this is kind of ridiculous, if you ask me.
You
that thing is
Greikimo.
Massive.
Greikimo, this brick dude. He is right. He put this picture as ridiculous. Good picture, but nothing like Mo whatsoever. It's right. There is not that amount of detail in Mortal, but Blizzard did the same crap with World of Warcraft.
See, I don't know, because in MO, like, most of the pictures that they release are actually legit things, with the exception of the Balar Loom, the giant worm thing. We're not going to really see it like that. You're not going to see it coming out of the ground, and I doubt you'll see that. However, with something like this, I know personally when I play this game, it does feel epic, and, you know, with the amount of detail they're putting into Sarduka, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, you see when it comes out of the ground, if it actually comes out of the ground, like, smoke and dust and, you know, flying around. So, you're right, there are some things that do look, you know, obviously, it's a piece of artwork to hype up the game. So they tried to make it look as epic as possible, that is a thing. However, I do think that Mortal Online, unlike many games, does have that epic feel when fighting intense creatures like this. That's just me personally. Like, when fighting things that are really big, really powerful, I do feel epic, and I do feel like these would capture some really good screenshots and stuff like that are pretty legitimately cool. Mm-hmm. But that's just me personally. So I do see where Greg's coming from, and yes, there's a lot of detail in this that, you know, you probably won't see in Mortal Online. Now, one thing I'd like to point out is if you look at the spear of the guy who has the sword, look at the back end of it. Do you see the spikes?
It looks more like a club.
The back end looks like a club. If you're looking at the front part of it, you can clearly see the spear coming out at the other side of the pinchers.
I don't know. I don't think it looks like a club. I think it looks more like a T that you would use to hold on to.
Like a what I saw.
Stable.
What I saw.
Maybe a spit.
What I saw is spear stance. Like a spike to drive into the ground to help in spear stance. That's what I saw.
I don't know. What I look at there is more like a gaff. It's something you might use to help you hunt or fish. It's definitely a blunt force type object, probably to pierce the carapace of that scorpion. Now,
so,
there's
do you
some
wanna,
story and
yeah,
lore
do you
behind
wanna,
this.
Okay, so Stamps, why don't you actually read the first part of the KRRFT Kerft How do you pronounce that? Kerft?
Kerft.
Kerft.
First off, it's not got a vowel, so it ain't a word. And before I read it, I would like to make a shout out to Star Vault and say, hire a proofreader. All right, that's it. Just a proofreader. I'll do it for a free subscription. Just hit me up.
I already
later.
Told you that there are words that don't have to have vowels to exist.
You're wrong. In the English language, words have to have vowels.
This isn't the English language that they're
you.
Quoting.
I will punch you later.
Watch out, dude. He'll reach through the internet through an email, and you'll open the email, and all of a sudden, a fist will come out and punch you in the face. You better watch out.
Right, advance toward me, brethren.
I'm going to read some of the interesting bits. I'm not going to read this whole thing because I don't want to insult our listeners' intelligence thinking they themselves can't read.
Yes.
I'll read my favorite part. The red glazed eyes of the Sardukan people are not only the result of dry, dusty winds from the desert, but also from a drug with a sinister origin. Okay, so now we know that the Sardukans are drug addicts. Seems a little racist, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but look at what they did to the Khajiit in the Elder Scrolls. The Khajiit all consume moon sugar, so I guess you can kind of do that in video game logic.
Skooma.
Skooma.
This drug is not farmed and harvested by farmers. It is not a mysterious potion concocted by a druid or a spellmaker. No, it can only be hunted and extracted with a method suited for those born without fear or nerves. And then blah, 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 blah. You keep scrolling down, and it tells you about the Wardaki, who are the hunters, the scorpion dancers, who go and they harvest this ooze out of the scorpion.
How did they harvest it, Stamps? This is like the coolest thing ever.
They got a special breastplate, and the scorpion's got to be like, stab it with its tail, and then they I guess milk the venom out of the scorpion.
So this guy,
actually, they get it to stab a goatskin bottle of some kind.
Yeah, that they hide underneath their chest plate. So, this guy has to be... I mean, this guy has to have some balls to go out there and fight. Like, you know, hey, come at me, bro, and get the scorpion to come at him, and then get it to strike him in this goat skin, thing that he has on his chest. And then he has to keep it there. He has to keep it there while he gets the venom from that sting. Now, what happens if he fails, Rodri?
It's not a pretty sight. If you get hit by that thing, you're going to die pretty horribly. Not only are you going to be torn apart, but it's a bit of a neurotoxin, I think. It really just breaks
down. It says here that you don't even notice that you've lost your lower half until you've been dragging yourself away. And then you're like, oh, wait, I have no bottom half. And the scorpion comes and eats you. Just saying.
Yeah, that's not fun.
No. So, after the daring extraction of this fluorescent oily poison, it hardens into a resin and is smoked in long iron oak pipes. That's
so
how they
like
get their drug.
So it's like crystal meth.
Yeah, it's some bad stuff. Kryft is a big part of Sarduka culture and is used by most adults recreationally. So, yeah, apparently what this stuff does to you is it gives you the sensation of warm milk coursing through your veins. And so... Yeah, this
it's a general sense of euphoria.
Yeah, it so this sounds like your standard drug that these people are using. However, this is interesting because we also have a drug in Mirlin called it starts with an N.
You know what? I can find that real fast. Give me 5 seconds.
But whatever, when you consume
when
you consume it, it actually makes your camera go all crazy. So I'm wondering if there would be an in-game thing that happens.
Doesn't
like
do that currently in the game.
Yeah, it does. It's like eating the poison mushrooms. It reduces your health and it makes your camera go wonky.
Alright, I'll have to see that for myself later.
Yes, I'll have to show you. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But
you heard it here, folks. We're gonna go into the jungle and get high.
In game, not in real life. I don't do that in real life, but But what I'd like to see is, like, in Fallout, I'd like to see an addiction mechanic. The reason I'd like to see this is because somebody's dumb enough to try this out the first time. I'd like to have to wean themselves off of the drug or continue using it in excess.
According to Greg here,
like,
it could be...
You fall over dead, you're like... Bleh.
Yeah,
according to Greg here, it's used as a performance enhancer, and actually the lore does... support that.
A performance enhancer in battle. And they say you're not supposed to use it on foot because it slows down your reactions. But on mounted, most mounted warriors use it in Sarduka. So, because it, like, reduces their feeling of pain and stuff like that. So, I don't know. What I would really like to see, like I said, is a addiction mechanic where, you know, you do this, you smoke this, whatever, and you have to get more of it, or you have to wean yourself off of it. What it is currently is, for the plant that's in Mirrorland, you can just, it doesn't have any bad effects after you're done. I'd like to see realistic bad effects happen, you know. Yeah.
Now, according to the lore, the carapace is harvested to be constructed in very durable, very strong armor, and that it is forbidden for anyone who is not part of the Wardaki to be hunted, or to
coolest,
wear it, and they will be hunted.
Coolest part of this entire thread, or this entire post, more forbidden armor. For those of you who don't know, in Mortal Online, there's individuals called lictors. They're NPCs, they're elite guards. In fact, to become a lictor, you have to allow a mage to try to break in your mind, and if the mage fails, then you become a lictor. If you fail, then you die. So that's how lictors have their trial, you know, to become lictors, from regular guardsmen to these elite mage warrior guards of the Tendrimic people. Their armor is illegal. You wear it in town, and you don't have the skills connections or the skills bribing, then you will get murdered right away. Much like the Irondil from Morrowind. You know, you wear their armor, yeah, and you kind of get murdered because of it. But
I don't wear any lictor armor because my character doesn't have any social skills.
Oh.
So.
But I really, really like this.
Spot on.
I really like this because, you know, this is great. This means there's more forbidden armor, which is something I'd really love to see in game.
So we've got a newly fleshed out and textured mob from the three new mobs that we've kind of taken to showing you guys, the viewers, and describing to the listeners.
This is the bat cave guy that you described like your ex-girlfriend, correct, Stamps?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is fearsome, he is ugly, he's got huge ears.
He's got to
have a wang dang, dude. It's a chick. This is definitely female.
it could also be a good in-game substitute for Stamps.
I had a girlfriend that would turn into this when, you know, I would do something wrong, like think for myself.
So. Oh, man. Oh, man. So bad.
This guy here. Like, it's cool, man. I cannot wait to fight this.
Once again, the lighting and the texture in this makes it look a little too gray for my liking.
I think that's the point. I doubt they've added all the colors to it yet. You know, it'll probably be different. I'm hoping for, like, you know, some red. I think some red would be pretty cool. Maybe make the teeth green and nasty and gnarled or something.
I would like to see a little more texture detail. Ramp says, "Holy crap, it's my ex-wife." But anyway, so yeah, what do you guys think about now? Once again, the weird thing is several spots, like around his neck, it looks like his skin is stretched, like not fully covering, like you can see muscle exposed, which is really weird to me. By the way, we just posted a key in the chat. We're going to be giving out keys this entire thing, so if you guys would like free months of game time to Mortal Online, you got to come hang out with us on Twitch,
on twitch.tv.
yes,
and we'll start having a contest, like maybe a riddle, just want to answer the riddle.
Yeah, our previous contests weren't going as smoothly as we wish, so we're trying a new approach. So there is the first key, whoever enters it first gets it. And, you know, that only works for accounts that have not been subbed yet. So, if your account has been subbed, that won't work for that account.
Pretty much.
Yes. So, I mean, the spikes, the carapace. Okay, now that we can see him in full-fledged 3D mode, I can see he has a very hard bony shell on his back. It looks, and on his shoulders, he looks armored.
Before, he might be a bit of a crustacean bat hybrid.
He looks green. I'm thinking turtle, and he's going to be down in the desert or the jungle.
I was thinking swamp dweller. I was thinking either swamp or cave, mostly from the bat-like facial.
Yeah, look at those ears. He's got to be a cave dweller.
I'm thinking the moss growing on him. I'm thinking maybe a cave in the jungle, but he's going to be down in the jungle.
He does look like he has the ability to climb quite nicely with his very dexterous hands. Look at his
webbed feet.
This is true. This is true. But look at his very dexterous hands. Like, he has very wide and easy gripping hands with claws on the end. Makes it climbing easy, if you ask me.
The only thing Cherie was missing is this thing that has a much nicer smile.
And here comes the second key, by the way, guys. So go ahead and snatch that up. So moving on to the next picture. You ready to show the next picture of the city?
Yep. Now, according to Starbolt, this is a scene depicting one of the poorer or less affluent areas of their capital city in Sarduka called Beth Jeddah.
Holy crap. If this is the poor part, I want to see the rich part. I can't wait to see, like, mosques and, like, giant domes of gold and whatnot. That's what we're going to see.
You know, I'm wondering if there are going to be trolls in Sarduka that are going to be yelling Allah Akbar.
Oh, I can guarantee you, dude.
Into groups of people.
I can guarantee you there will be. I can straight up guarantee you there will be. But just looking at this, you've got the rock in the background, and I think this is pretty key because I think these people probably built near the rock, because building near the rock gives them some shelter from whatever's blowing and stuff like that, and from the sun gives them some respite, not just the general desert. So I think that's a very smart move on Starvault's part, because if I was building a city, I would definitely build near a rock or something like that, if there was no other land masses around, if that makes
any
sense.
Well, you'd want to build near water, you know.
Yeah, that too, but I don't know, just for some protection from natural elements, that rock seems very nice.
I like how the sun seems to be cutting through the dust. That's kind of cool.
That is very cool, because that's a god ray setting that I haven't seen in any game before. You know, normally you just, I don't know, see, you know, god rays come through trees and plants and whatnot. It looks like there's weather effects. Now, I have a question for you specifically, Stamps. So, you don't like the weather system. You don't like them using resources. For weather that you think that can be used otherwhere. Looking at what we've seen from Sarduka so far, do you think that they are effectively balancing the use of weather system and, you know, what they can do with that money otherwise? Because it doesn't look like they're spending too much time on the weather system. It looks like they've effectively done it.
Well, I mean, well, rephrase your question. I'm not sure I know what you're asking.
Okay.
What do I think they should have done instead?
No, we asked that last time. What I think, or what I'm trying to ask you is, do you think they're effectively using their resources now? After we've seen more content from them?
I still don't. Until I see proof of a dungeon, no. I will not believe that they're effectively using their resources.
Okay.
I think that something like a weather system is important. It actually adds some very interesting and unique dynamics to the world, as well as potential battlefields. For instance, a long time ago, there used to be very heavy storms and lightning storms that,
I remember those.
That used to damage and even kill players on the battlefield at random.
Yes. I got struck by lightning and died once.
The reason why is, you know, I would have a different opinion if you yourself hadn't been the cause of my opinion with this. Is we were told that if we reached donation goal X, we would get new armors. And guard armor was released, which was really cool. And then
I showed you.
Show me a video from the release of the game.
Nope. From the alpha, which was 2 years before the release, that actually had guard armor in it.
Yeah, that.
They had guard armor in game, and we donated to get guard armor. That does not seem quite right to me.
And that's why that's one of the things that keeps me from even donating. Is
we donated to get other armors.
We also got other armors with it. Yes.
Essentially, with that thing, they hocked a loogie on my cupcake, and they told me it was frosting.
Yuck.
Okay, well,
it was re-armored. Like Vorzad has said.
We got the Direptor set, we got the Expilator set, and the entire, most of the donation went to outsourcing for retexturing and remodeling everything.
Yeah,
new textures.
And as Vorzad has said, the guard armor had to be remodeled because it had to be implemented into the actual game. And then, like Rodri just said, all the previous things had to also be, redone. In fact, they redid all the textures, all the movements, all the animations, all the existing armors. If you remember, they actually redid all those. So it's not it was new armor, but it was a pre-existing design.
But we're getting a bit carried away with that discussion. So going back to the discussion of this screenshot here from this work in progress in Sarduka.
Is there anything you'd like to add to the stamps? Like anything that kind of pops out at you?
Like the clothesline.
Do you think...
Details like that are good.
Do you think...
It is showing an attention to detail, which I do with you both.
Do you think those will blow in the wind?
No.
Well, we already have flowing...
Yeah,
we already have flowing capes on like the outside of Tindrum. The Tindrum Bank hat, for example, the capes occasionally rustle with an animation that looks like wind is blowing through them.
And the trees occasionally rustle, so yes, they might have something like that. But the trees rustling, doesn't look at all natural.
Yeah, so I think it needs more small details like the clothesline.
I think that makes it feel...
Rooftop gardens would be nice.
I think that makes it feel real.
More alive.
It feels like an actual living environment. For example, in Tindrum, lots of empty buildings, lots of empty streets, people walking around. Doesn't feel like a city.
Greikmo, one of our viewers, has said that he feels it's way too boxy.
It is the poor district. So,
and looking at photographs from similar parts of the real world, you see architectural styles that are very boxy when it comes to the materials that they work with. One thing I'd like to point out, if you look closely at the rooftops, especially by the clothesline, it appears that there's actually some an entryway to possibly a stairwell, so getting up to these rooftops might actually be a thing.
Rooftop PvP.
Possibly.
Jumping from roof to roof.
Yeah, I think one of the best parts about fighting in an urban area is being able to get onto those rooftops.
This is true. This is a very cool thing if you've ever fought in Fabernum, for example. Then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Or not Fabernum, Kernesh, is hopping from roof to roof. That's a lot of fun. It's a very fun... Vorzard says it looks a little bare. Like the textures, the buildings are missing a lot. I think that they do.
I'd
need
like people to bear in mind
more
if this is a work in progress.
This is, as it says in the corner of the picture, a work in progress. So I think I'd like to see a little more weathering done to these houses. But other than that, I actually kind of like it. To be entirely honest, it looks clean. It looks, at the same time, simple. Does that make sense?
It shouldn't look clean, it's a poor district, after all. It's got to be dirty and filthy.
Keep in mind, this isn't the finished product.
Yeah, like we said, it's a work in progress. So, moving on
to
the...
I want to talk about this new tree.
Yes, okay. This is freaking gorgeous.
Bring in the next scene.
Alright, if it loads on my screen...
These trees are impressive. The little ridges and ripples in the sand, that's pretty cool. I'm wondering if these little ridges and ripples are going to change when people ride through them, though.
That
would be a little intricate. It would be cool, But
well, look at games like Darkfall and Holy Wars and like ESO. When you step on sand, it leaves an impression for a short time in that sand that only your character can see.
Doesn't have anything like that yet.
Only your character can see it, though, because it's client-side.
Yeah, I suppose that could work.
So I think that, you know, if you have a toggle option to turn that off. Now, Vorzad said those are the same ones as in Mirrorland. I don't think they are. I think they're way too detailed, and I think that the way they twist and turn are
palm trees
different.
Aren't the same.
The palm trees don't turn like that. Palm trees are more straight up and down, or maybe it's just the angle of the picture, but...
not in California.
I'm talking about in-game. I'm talking about in-game.
I'm just taking the whole picture in stride altogether. The ripples in the sand... the little bit of non-coverage coming through the leaves where you see the little specks of light in the shadow. I turn shadows off, so I don't see that anymore.
I do,
that's
too.
Probably why it looks different to me. I mean, I still can run max settings with shadows on and get FPS, but I just turn it off. But so, as a whole, this is really a good...
natural.
Like, a good job. It looks...
It looks natural.
I don't want to say real, because clearly it's not...
No, but it looks way more natural than the current in-game settings that we have in a lot of places.
Yeah,
you know,
only,
I would like to see some birds or some small lizards running around in the game. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I'd like to criticize Starbolt on this, though. While in a desert-like area like this, it's acceptable for forests or tree areas with trees to be sparse, I find that a lot of their forests that do exist are very... very sparse as well, when they should be a lot more dense.
I think we need a lot more
it's
wildlife.
Hard to simulate a forest.
It is, because it has lots of little intricate pieces, broken branches,
and
leaves.
Look at the blocks. Look at the boxes on mounts. I mean, there are certain bridges you can't ride a like across without getting stuck.
You can't take your...
There's a big gap of space between the like and the edges of the bridges.
You can't take
that
your jungle like down.
Hitbox.
Yeah, you can't
that
take your...
That explains why their forests are kind of shit.
You can't take your jungle like down to the jungle because his horns get caught in the bushes.
Exactly.
That hitbox,
so,
though.
Yeah, that hitbox,
that explains
though.
A lot of reasons on... That explains why the forests are the way they are.
So, I like the way this looks. It feels more natural, though.
Yeah, and the grass, I mean, you know, maybe take away what looks like green lawn grass and add a scrub grass. That might look a little better.
Yep, and here goes code number 3, by the way, guys.
And this will probably be our last one for today.
Yes, this will be our last one we'll be handing out today. And if you would like more, like I said, come join us on Twitch. This very last picture, this is exciting. Why? Because
I
it's
like
armor.
This
guy's armor is legit, dude. This guy's armor is very, very cool. It looks like it's several layers of leather, I'd say, or some sort of light material, metal-like. But it's layered in such a way that it looks like it actually provides protection. Also, if you look at the groin area, perfect place for a loincloth. I'm sorry, but they leave it nice and open for stabbing or loincloths. Just saying.
I'm not sure if players will be able to craft this particular suit of armor, but I would like to say that these are actually supposed to be bandits. This is a bandit camp.
Oh, dude,
or
this is...
They might just be moisture farmers. I don't
this
know.
This is Sarduka... moisture farmers. We did get proof that both Matt's and both Henrik are both huge Dune fans and Star Wars fans, so that's probably why we're seeing a lot of this. Just saying.
I agree with Vorzad. I think this looks like crap. I don't like it, and I don't want to see it as a craftable set of armor. Because it's ugly. Okay, maybe make it a craftable set of armor so I can make fun of people for dressing them. This guy looks like Shredder. I like the headgear, that's it. The rest of me... What is this, Ninja Turtles? Come on.
I actually really like the look of this. I like how straight the boots are. I'm not going to lie. I enjoy the way this armor looks.
I don't like the leggings. I mean, you would normally have heavier, thicker, more dense plate or armoring on the legs, on the sides there, if you were a member of the cavalry. But this guy doesn't look like a rider. He doesn't look...
Did you just say cavalry?
I said cavalry.
That's right, you said cavalry. bear watch that?
Oh, Ram says he can't.
I said it correctly both times.
Ram says he can't see the armor. Is your stream a little dark or something? Do you have it? You still have it on screen, correct?
Yes, I do.
Huh. Looks like I can
it
see
it. It says we're live.
Yeah, and we are live. Huh.
Oh, wait, it just cut out again.
Oh. You can go to mortalonline/sarduka-development-update-4/.
Yeah, but anyway, if this is bandit armor, I like that, because that differentiates bandits from,
desert bandits from Mireland bandits?
Yes, and it, yeah.
I do agree with, I don't like it. Would it be cool to see in the game?
I would like to see this.
I think it
and
needs adjustments.
I think I would like to see this and Maryland's bandits, become player armor. For example, really light armor that you can get from killing these bandits would be a cool idea. I think that would be.
You know, and what would be cool is it looks like it's a lot of leather and cloth, so that would make leather and cloth, you know, more than just a support material.
I think this suit they got going on could use a few redesigns. I think if you look closely, there's actually appears to be some kind of tassels hanging off of his armor,
off his,
there
off of his like kneecaps
off of
almost
his leg.
Yeah,
nah, it looks like there's like maybe not a skirt per se, but like I don't know, a soft component to his equipment there.
Huh. But you're right, this does look like a bandit armor, because if you think about the bandits in-game, they also have the face-covering cloth, like this guy does.
Borzad, again, has made a good point. It's too bulky, and the pieces don't fit in with each other.
Well, huh. I wouldn't expect bandits to be very well-equipped or have uniform equipment, but I can understand that it is a bit too bulky.
Okay, it looks like his right shoulder... It looks like his right shoulder, his leggings, his gloves, and his boots match, but not his torso, his two arms, and his left shoulder. Because those are all highlighted gold, and you know his torso and his arm and his shoulder don't look like they match too much.
If this is craftable by players, then it could be that these are a couple separate sets. As Star Vault has stated, they are looking towards adding a lot of new different weapon handle designs, new armor designs, and even weapon head designs coming with Sarduka. So there's a lot for crafters to be interested in. They're also working on a lot for explorers and warriors and conquerors to look at, which is why Sarduka is probably on the top of our list of most exciting developments for Mortal Online.
Yes, and if you go back towards the Scorpion Pidger, I would like to see armors like this with more cloth flowing in pieces that look like they move separately. So that's something I'd like to see coming out of Sarduka, is like the initial pitcher's armor. The initial pitcher that we showed. So, I think that about covers everything. So why don't you have anything to say before we close it down, Stamps?
Yeah, suggestion. Not anything really suggestion, but I'd like to thank everybody who contributed in the chat. And funny thing is, this whole time I've been standing around AFK outside of the keep walls in a full set of Crow Knight. So I'm gonna go take care of that real quick.
Hopefully you're still standing.
We do have a section to give suggestions for Star Vault to improve the new player experience. How do you feel that Star Vault could go about doing that?
Sorry, I apparently did not read my own notes that I wrote. My bad. I think that, like we discussed, get more people out of Tindrum. I think that would be the biggest thing, is getting more people out of Tindrum. To do this, I would like to see the... the gold fledgling status usable, but not like I would like it to see it extended, because currently it only lasts 2 hours after its tutorial, which is enough to get your bearings a little bit, and I understand maybe why they reduced it from 8 hours is because people were using it to transport stuff, and as Ram said, a better rounded tutorial, that is good.
I could agree to that. I think that if they were to take a page from their successes in Tindrum and then expand those to other locations like the Kurite capital of Morin Kerr, or maybe some of the outlier villages
tutorials,
or towns.
Tutorials in other places other than Tindrum?
Yes, I think that one of the reasons Griefers were not so centralized and concentrated like they are in Tindrum is because people were able to start at any town. And they were mostly concentrated to towns with higher populations. There were two towns with a higher population than the Kurite villages, Favernum and Meduli, back then, before Tindrum was released. I think by, again, spreading it out to different towns, people are going to feel a lot better overall, and it's going to have a lot less malicious people gathered and concentrated to a single area.
I would agree with that. And another thing is, I think that they should add more video tutorials to the launcher. In the launcher, if you click on guides, it takes you to two very well crafted player made actually videos.
Yep.
And I think that it would be nice to see more of those, because currently we have two that are kind of out of date. I still suggest you go watch them because they still have a lot of really good information. But
Is Stamps back to add his input? Or
I never left.
Stamps didn't leave. So right, do you have
Stamps? What do you think?
What do you think would make it better?
To get players out of Tindrum, like I said, add roads and signs.
Well, the topic is ways for Starball to improve the new player experience.
I think that's a valid point.
New
that
player
Stamps
experience.
Yeah, because you know,
I don't know, man. That's kind of a tricky one, because you're supposed to have fun as a new player, but also every game I've ever played, when you're a new player, it's kind of a chore to get started. So,
that's
a tricky one, isn't it?
There's not a whole lot of progression for new players. Most people see it as the beginner quest, get your books from the guy in Tindrum after getting your bearings, and then go to the graveyard and farm skeletons and skills for a while.
No one tells you to go to the graveyard. When I started playing with Ramph and everyone, I was like, oh, just go to the graveyard. And they were like, where is that? It doesn't tell you where that is. It doesn't point you in that direction.
People don't realize that beyond the graveyard, there's the bandits over in past the slums district,
or there's
the
scoundrels
part of the city.
Or there's the scoundrels, which are easier to kill than the bandits down in the sewers.
Yep, and then there's the entire dungeon of the sewers itself, which offers chests and rewards for killing a bandit leader down there, there's a tribe of rat men down there. And this is all in Tindrum,
Greikmo says that new players should be able to select different cities to spawn like the old days. You can still do that, Greikmo. You can still spawn anywhere. In fact, there's even a player city that you can spawn in now. Players can craft their own cities and stuff like that now. I think that it would be better if like those areas had tutorials.
All right. To wrap it up, I think we'd all like to thank everybody, all of our viewers and listeners on YouTube, on Twitch.tv, and Stitcher Radio, and on iTunes. I would also like to say, if you'd like to contact us, you can email us at our email at qgnmortal@gmail.com. Our Twitter is @mortalpod. The Mortal Online podcast, and you can also like us on Facebook or make comments. If you have ideas for the show, feel free to email them to us, and we'll take them for consideration.
Yes, and I'd also like to throw out a thanks for It's Carnage for donating / letting us use that video. Amazingly good video. Good job. I enjoyed watching it.
We may not see the eye to eye, Carnage, but thank you for that video.
It was a very solid video.
I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Have a
Wait,
good day.
Christmas? What?
What?
Wait, what?
What? Christmas.
When? Where?
Fine.
We're no longer live. Okay. We're clear.